surly and just plain weird. But for all the bad press and unforced errors, Mr. Teflon and his company still have plenty of fans. Betting against Tesla is total stupidity, says Trip Chowdhury, managing director of equities research at Global Equities Research. Show me any company in the world, in any industry, where people sign up for a $50,000 product without seeing it first. Whether the company makes $5,000 cars a day, this month or next quarter, doesn't matter. It's still 500 times ahead of the rest of the industry. Chowdhury notes that Tesla's edge over the electric car competition includes better batteries, efficiency boosting, manufacturing software, and the cost advantage of direct sales without dealers or advertising, as well as a national network of high-speed charging stations. Oppenheimer's Rush has a more mixed view of the company's prospects, but agrees it can raise whatever cash it needs to allow it to keep going for at least a few more years. Musk is lauded for his engineering prowess and vision for good reason, but his ability to inspire enough confidence to attract massive investment may be his greatest advantage over major competitors. If Mercedes-Benz owned Tesla, the board would get impatient and pull the plug on it after it spent a few billion dollars, says Noah Kindler, an executive at hot Silicon Valley electric vehicle startup Evolocity. And there are competitors. Jaguar Land Rover, owned by India's Tata Motors, is about to roll out the Jaguar I-Pace, an electric luxury performance car that early reviewers suggest may be a real contender in the high-end electric vehicle market. Volvo's hybrid and electric vehicle division called Polestar has also reportedly been readying an impressive all-electric car. Still, none has come close to garnering the attention and excitement of Tesla products. Sales of the company's luxury models look solid. It delivered 50,000 of its pricey Model S, starting manufacturing retail price is $74,500, and the X, $79,500, in the U.S. last year. And when the Model 3 production got off to a rocky start, the company responded at warp speed to fix a raft of manufacturing glitches. Musk led the effort himself, sleeping on the factory floor. It is now producing the Model 3 sedan at an impressive rate of 6,000 a week. The company claims it will deliver 100,000 by the end of this year. Musk's defenders are confident he'll overcome his current troubles. Even if Musk can't do it in the time frame he talks about, he'll do it within 5 years, says Jason Friedman, a highly regarded Silicon Valley insider who just sold his third startup. People shouldn't pay attention to his debt or schedule. They should just pay attention to the quality of his product. The pace of innovation of a Musk company is way ahead of anyone else. Tesla recently struck a deal to manufacture 500,000 cars a year within 3 years in China, the world's largest electric vehicle market. A European plant won't be far behind, the company says.